get everything kind of stabilized and get going for the new year. So all of our members, with the help of Brianna Gould, should have gotten their invoices for membership. So those went out last week, and then we are planning a couple of legislative dialogue sessions. Those should be coming up. Information coming out about those soon. We just did a great business after hours with State Farm and Pete Euler. And then we're also going to have a couple of community forums. Information should be coming out about that today related to the Flint Hills Economic Alliance. So just trying to get some community feedback from our members specifically related to that.
I know it's early in the process, but have you received any feedback? Let's first from membership on Flint Hills and the Economic Alliance and what that might bring. Lisa, what have you been hearing from your membership?
Well, I sent an email out last Wednesday to all of our members just kind of explaining that process and what had been happening behind the scenes for about 8 months. And I got a couple of emails back that were really positive from small business owners. And then, you know, we've received some mixed feedback. We've actually, as we've listened to some of the feedback, one of the suggestions was that we really focus on the small businesses and wanted to make sure that the small business didn't get lost in this process. And so we're being very strategic in potentially placing a small business owner on that new board for, you know, if the Flint Hills Economic Alliance goes through, and then focusing on the small business owner, getting that voice on the board. But I think we see it as being able to focus even more on small businesses. Maybe some of the things that have fallen through the cracks over the years, we feel like this process could really help support those small business owners in a way that they haven't been supported before.
You know, I know there were some initial concerns with Main Street about its board structure, you know, specifically when it comes to its own accreditation purposes and its involvement under the at least the new stated model that the Economic Alliance is having. So to your knowledge, have those been addressed, and how is this going to be funded going forward once it is fully in place?
So I think probably the Main Street Board, or Karen Daugherty as the Main Street Board Chair, would be the best to answer that. But I know that the plan is every intention of having Main Street maintain their accreditation. We've talked a lot about Chamber maintaining its name, its purpose. Same thing with Main Street. We don't want that aspect to be lost, whether that's doing business as Emporia Chamber of Commerce. And then the funding really is a combination of membership dues and then the city and county funding, and basically an even budget compared to, you know, looking at all of the organizations and then under the new structure, a balanced budget with that membership and then city and county support.
Understood. Really quickly, Lisa, and I know we're getting compressed for time, but one entity that really hadn't been announced, or at least that I saw last week, was Ignite Emporia. What is Ignite Emporia's role with this? Because it looks like the Chamber, RDA, Visit Emporia, Emporia Enterprises, Emporia Main Street seem to be the core groups. Is Ignite Emporia basically considered as under the Chamber or a different entity as this goes forward?
So Ignite Emporia would be under the Chamber. We have acknowledged that we're kind of on the last year of any funding support for Ignite Emporia. One of the most successful endeavors that came out of Ignite Emporia was Little Lions and Child Care Center. And so the plan all along has been for the Chamber helped all of that get started originally, helped get that child care built and off the ground and is expanding now. with the goal of that transitioning out from the chamber and having its own standalone board. And so really, we feel like that purpose, you know, is being served, has been served, and that will eventually just transition out.
All right, Lisa, hey, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Okay,
good
thank
to talk
you.
To you. Yeah, Lisa Kermer, Poirier Area Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors Chair. Lot to get to, lot to dive into.
Oh, man, there's so many levels of that.
Yeah, thanks to Lisa for taking some time here on a Tuesday to join us. 6:56, good morning.
Hi, my name is Jayden Bossy, Osage City FFA President. Our chapter was rechartered just 2 years